Now, one thing that we can't blame on Brexit is that our younger generation seem to have lost their manners and need to be taught some at school. And that's according to Donegal's Noel Cunningham, who's the manager of the Harvey Point Hotel, and he joins us on the line now. Noel, why do you think we've lost our manners?
Good morning, first of all. Good morning to you and to all of your listeners. Why do I think we've lost our manners? I think we've lost our manners because, you know, when the Celtic Tiger sort of swept in and swept us all of our feet, we all thought we can have everything we ever want. Nothing matters anymore. And I think manners went out the window to an extent. I kind of I'm trying to sort of see where the standard declined to such an extent. And I kind of firmly put it around that time. And of course, the advent of sort of mobile phones and handheld devices and social media hasn't helped, because there were no guidelines there as to what people really ought to do.
So if you think we lost our humility during the Celtic Tiger year, surely we found it again when the crash came.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. We were taught a salutary lesson. We had to sit up and take notice, you know, that nothing comes easy. You have to work for everything in life. And we just lost the run of ourselves.
But, so, OK, Noel, tell us how. Give us a few examples of how we've lost our manners.
Well, for example, a very few simple sort of way, not only have we lost them, but how we could turn the tide very quickly. Every week now, for several weeks to come, in all of the churches, we will have confirmation ceremonies, for example, and young people will receive wonderful gifts from various family members. How many parents are going to sit those children down and make them write a nice little handwritten note of thanks to the people who gave them those gifts? If you go into any restaurant in Dublin at the weekend, you will see couples and people at table having dinner. And you can rest assured that a huge majority of those people will have in their hand a mobile phone and be using it, you know, for sort of whatever they're doing, sending messages or checking something on it. You know, that's another example. When do we sit down as a family, a golden rule, once a week, and set up a table properly and show our children what cutlery to use? You know, people listening might think, oh, what does this matter? Well, it does matter. And please and thank you matters. And boys opening a door for a girl, that matters. All of those little niceties that are disappearing.
Do you see much of this up there in Harvey's Point, that fantastic hotel up there in Donegal? I've been up there a few times, had a great time there, but it's always very nice. Do you insist on your customers or your clients displaying good manners?
Well, you know, we don't have to, because in Harvey's Point, where, as you say, this beautiful hotel sitting on the lake, our clientele are a certain generation thing as well, that are sort of more accustomed to, if for want of a better word, a world where manners mattered more. And I'm not saying, because I don't want to upset anybody, I'm not suggesting that everybody is out there being exceptionally rude and horrid. I'm not saying that at all. I am saying that unless we stem the tide where sort of manners no longer matter and teach our children that in terms of career and getting on in life, that good manners will help and good manners will open doors for them.
You're witnessing the slippage of our standards. One of the suggestions I think you've made is that we start teaching manners in school.
Yes, I think I've always held that in the old days we sort of did civics classes in school. I don't know if that still happens. I don't think so. But in that, what I call that gap year, that transition year, even if it were once a month, that one would have a class for boys and girls, even if you sort of worked it into the curriculum as part of preparation for the Debs, so that young people going out to their Debs would do it with more confidence, that the boys would know how to treat the girl, their partner, on that evening, that they would know sort of what to do at table, they would know how to hold the knife and fork.
A little bit of chivalry. We got a text here before we go here, Noel. Elizabeth texts in to say, why are schools always charged with solving the problems of society? What about parental responsibility here? And we do always lay it on the schools, and we tend to forget that these little darlings going to school have parents, mammies and daddies, to teach them.
I fully agree with that, but the point I would probably make to that wonderful listener, who is probably one of those people who would like to see manners improve, I would have thought that in a classroom situation and peer pressure that young people are more likely to listen to a teacher and take more heed of it than if it were being enforced at home. And of course, home has a huge influence on the way we behave, without a doubt.
We have to leave it there. Noel Cunningham, the manager of the Harvey Point Hotel in Donegal, thank you very much for that.